hear myself.
What is going on? Whatever. What is happening, everybody? That's why I couldn't hear myself, because I had the thing turned off the wrong way. What's going on, everybody? My name is Steve. This show is called Wake Up America. Today is August 11th, 7:58. Started a bit early. We're going to end early, too, just so you know. We've been busy. I'm not using the noise gate because everyone always complained about it, but I've got a computer running there, computer running there, computer running here, and a fan right here. So sorry if you hear a little bit of static. You know, I've just got to deal with it. We're actually building a remote server right now so I can get rid of these two computers because they're just not doing the job I need them to anyway. But for anyone just tuning in, and if you're new here, my name is Steve. This show is called Wake Up America. It's your evening dose into like what's really going on in the country and what mainstream media doesn't want to talk about. Or tonight is a funny one because tonight we're going to be I'm just going to do fact or fiction. Okay, I'm just going to kind of talk. I don't really have a show planned. I've got a couple of news articles to talk about, but I'm just going to kind of rant for a little bit. Usually when I rant, they end up going rather long, not paying attention to the chat. There is something on YouTube you guys may have seen. I had entirely too many requests for people that said they're not going to donate via PayPal. They're not going to donate via credit card. The only way they're going to ever donate to this channel would be through the YouTube Super Chats. So I made the decision. I added YouTube Super Chats back up, but we're not doing the memberships, and I prefer you not do the Super Chats. But for the people that just prefer to do it that way, now it's up so you could do it. Because people were, I literally got a piece of mail where someone was like, how come you're not doing YouTube Super Chats anymore? You still have Facebook on, you have Twitch on, you have DLive on, but you're not doing whatever. I don't care. But I'm always trying to accommodate everybody else. And if this is a way to make you happy giving me money, then that's great. But so it's there. We're not going to have YouTube memberships because, well, I just don't care. I don't want to support YouTube in their quest to silence people. I mean, they kicked Rand Paul off of the air, too. They banned Rand Paul for 7 days for his COVID talk. I mean, it's insane. If you didn't know, this show is sponsored by Spartan Armor Systems. If you visit SpartanArmorSystems.com and use code YEETYEET, you get 10% off your order. They have some of the best body armor you could possibly ever see. We've got one right here. I've got some behind me as well. Some of the harder plates. This is a level 3 plus, right? No, level 3A. Soft. Really nice. It's a really concealable plate thing. I think it runs $300, something like that. But you can get yourself a huge discount, 10% off off of that, 10% off of everything. They also got some really nice hats, as you can see here, which is hiding all the aspirin. But yeah, you know, today I finally back, feeling good. So let's talk about some stuff first. So Loudoun County School Board meeting is not what the headline is on this one. But it's funny because that's what we'll talk about first today. Loudoun County School Board is actually meeting right now. And they just, hold on. They just made the announcement. Well, they just actually voted on transgender rights today, right now. And they passed it. So now transgender youth can use the bathrooms. And frankly, what do I care? I don't. It's not my county. It doesn't affect me directly. But likely it's going to go, you know, all over the place. I personally, it's something I don't really feel comfortable with myself. Because here's the thing. How can you marginalize one group of people while saying the other group of people is marginalized? Does that not make sense? And that's been the biggest like theme that I've talked about over the past year, over the past 15, 16 months. It's always been that. How can you say one group has, you know, deserves more than a different group or deserves different benefits than the other group? While that other group, it doesn't make any sense the way people do this. You know, the way, you know, Loudoun County, there were people that just, you know, high school students, you know, that went up and spoke. We watched the videos yesterday, high school students, teachers, everybody that went up and said, hey, listen, I'm just not comfortable with it. And now it's kind of like the mask mandates and everything that's going along right now. It doesn't matter whether you're comfortable with it anymore. It's forced compliance. And that's what's happening in our country consistently over and over. We do have a little bit, we get wins every now and then. And I'll talk about one in a little bit. But that's what this whole thing is. So Loudoun County just passed these new guidelines for LGBTQ students in the it allows transgender students across or to access school facilities and groups such as sports teams that match their gender identities, which this has been talked about for a long time. It's not fair. You know, a genetic male has more advantages than a genetic female in terms of speed and strength and things like that. There's just no other way. No one or biological man, whatever. It's the same thing. You know, if you haven't paid attention, I steer pretty damn clear of this conversation pretty much all the time. You know what I mean? I try always to stay clear of it. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. But again, it's a double-edged sword. I understand the little liberal that you know, that when I try to think like a liberal, you know, I understand the concept that one group feels like they're being marginalized. But at what cost do you try to correct that? What do you help that person feel like they're not being marginalized anymore by marginalizing a whole nother group? Because that's effectively what's happening. When you have if you have people that feel uncomfortable with something, then how are you going to force that on them? It just doesn't. It's a really weird thing when you think about it from I'm not neutral, but when you think about it from a point where you try to be neutral, you know, it's everyone deserves rights and all this stuff. I understand all the arguments that everybody always tries to make, and you know, but why does there have to be concessions? I guess if you firmly believe in something, then why do you have to concede because someone else believes differently? And that's kind of where we are as a country right now. And we have things like this that just simply don't make sense. And frankly, in my opinion, are extremely dangerous. And then you have other things, you know, that like the masking, and it's so weird. I'm going to talk about all that. That's kind of the whole fact or fiction thing. But some of these guidelines also require teachers to address transgender students by the names and pronouns of which they use. So again, that teacher, that gym teacher that said he wasn't going to call anybody, that was Loudoun County as well. That gym teacher that said he didn't want to call a biologically male student a female name or say that it's a girl when it biologically and genetically and everything, it's a boy. He apparently now has to, or he's going to lose his job based on this new guidance that put in. The guidelines were approved by a 7-2 vote, with the board's two conservative members, John Beattie and Jeff Morse, opposed to it. Loudoun County Public Schools, one of the more than 200 school systems throughout Virginia, considering revised guidelines for transgender students after the state government passed a law in 2020 requiring them to do so to protect students against harassment. But the issue has spurred more pushback in Loudoun County, a Northern Virginia school division of 81,000 in one of the wealthiest counties in the nation, than almost anywhere else. And it's simply, that's why. Because this whole, you know, confrontation, everything that happened. Here's my issue, though, that I have with Loudoun County, too, is the school board is 100% corrupt. That school, and to be fair, most school boards are. But that school board, when you saw what they were doing. So we know back in June, because it made national headlines, the police were called, two people were arrested. School board, you know, they declared the school board meeting an unlawful gathering in June because so many people stood up and wanted to speak and the school board wasn't allowing it. So yesterday, yeah, we can. Look what you're doing to students. Look what you're doing to your community. And it's not just, you know, it's not just about the transgender rights and all that stuff. It also has to do with CRT and a bunch of the other stuff that school is teaching. This is the same county, mind you. Remember, there was that hit list by teachers and board members that had this group, not a hit list, but well, yeah, effectively it was. They had this Facebook group where they wanted people to go out and publicly dox people that were opposed to what they wanted in the school board. These school board members were actually on that. The FBI investigated, said no crimes were committed. Local authorities investigated, said no crimes were committed. They literally were talking about doxing conservative voices, people that just had a dissenting view, parents, teachers, anybody. And they were posting all their information, their addresses, all that information was on this Facebook group. And again, school board members and teachers were all part of that group. I think we covered that back when that broke, you know, earlier on this year. And those school board members is still there. And they had a pity party today about all the calls and the threats and the this and the that we received for doing this job. Here's the problem that I have with politicians is I firmly believe the second they get into office, they forget what their responsibility is. They forget what they're supposed to do. They forget everything about it. And it's sad. You know, and I don't even know if they forget it. They just, it's willfully ignorant. Can't talk today, whatever. But you know what I mean? It's just, they don't care. You know, our current politicians that are in our government, federal government, they don't care. You know, there's a very select few, even on the Democrat side, that care. But the majority of them don't. It's just a job. That's all they care about it for. It's just a job. The school board was originally slated to vote on the issue at their Tuesday meeting, but instead opted to postpone the decision to the next day after public comment period stretched for more than 4 hours. We covered that yesterday. Administrators first started circulating draft version of the transgender student guidelines last year. In May, Loudoun physical education instructor Tanner Cross said at a school board meeting that his Christian faith meant that he could not lie to children and therefore would not address transgender students using their pronouns. School officials promptly placed him on leave and barred him from the campus. The PE teacher sued the school district, and a judge later ordered Loudoun to reinstate Cross while his lawsuit continues. Then in late June, the school board met to publicly consider the proposed guidelines for the first time, and opponents and supporters showed out in force. This is a Washington Post article. Obviously, you could tell by how it's read or how it's written. It's just horrible. But it says, hundreds of angry parents repeatedly refused to quiet down during the meeting. School board chair Brenda Sheridan cut short public comment when two men refused to leave. Law enforcement wound up arresting one and issuing the other a summons for trespassing. The Washington Post did not mention that it was an unlawful. They declared an unlawful gathering at a school board meeting. That's what's really happening. And this is not just happening here. It's happening all over the place. Sometimes you get a school board member that actually speaks, you know, common sense. And then you have a school board member I put on Twitter earlier that literally said that kids need to wear masks because otherwise they're going to kill. Like here, it's just frustrating. I mean, and here's the part. There's no one else that's guilty for it besides us. Not maybe, you know, not me directly, not you guys directly, but us as American citizens, because we are the ones that vote these idiots in. All these school board positions are elected positions. We vote them in, you know, and it's frustrating. So this is that video I was just talking about a minute ago. So this took place in Norman, Oklahoma. Let me see if I could switch this over. Bam. So this is the video down below. This is on my Facebook page. You can see it here. Let me get that out of the way. So let me make sure we can hear it.
Because it's just not okay for kids to commit murder by coming to school without a mask. And when it comes down to it, it's possible. They will cause a death of another child because they...
They're dumb. There's no other way. I mean, why do people elect them? Saying allowing a child to go to school without a mask is committing murder? What? I mean, here's a fact of the matter that nobody really realizes. Like, maybe her argument is that everyone should be wearing masks because she's under the misguided assumption that masks actually do something. But it leads me to another point about, I wrote this article earlier today. Some of you guys saw it. The title, and for anyone that's just tuning in, so we also write a bunch of articles. April, myself, and Billy write articles all day long, or Lauren. For anyone that doesn't know, Billy is Lauren. She used a pseudonym for a while, and she decided to come out strong and just be herself. So everyone should like her articles. She's a very good writer, too. Anyway. So we have a website, citizenstringer.com, where we publish all of our articles. So today I wrote this article about this business, this hospital in, or I guess it was a, you know, a doctor's practice in Boone, North Carolina, called Compassionate Care. So my title is Compassionate Care. Yeah, no, it's not. North Carolina doctor will discharge any patient who refuses to be vaccinated. A doctor's office in North Carolina has a message for patients who refuse to get vaccinated for COVID-19. Bye. Dr. Leslie Smith owns a practice called Compassionate Care in Boone, North Carolina. In an extremely uncompassionate move, Smith sent a letter to all of her patients saying that any patient who does not send proof of vaccination within 30 days will no longer be a patient of Compassionate Care. The doctor claims that it's not fair to the 3,000 vaccinated patients that are seen in her office to be exposed to the 100 or so people who refuse to get vaccinated. She lists the following facts about COVID, and obviously we added fact checks because, well, facts are very important. And I'm going to go through these really quick, and I'm sorry. Hopefully, you know, YouTube, pay attention to what I say because we fact checked everything. And if you guys give me a suspension again for this, I'm suing you. No joke. Because everything is fact checkable. COVID-19 vaccines are safe and effective at preventing COVID-19. That's not true. That part isn't, because the vaccines do very little to actually, from what it seems, and again, I'll break down why it does. COVID vaccinations, the goal of the COVID vaccination isn't to stop you from getting COVID. It's to lessen the symptoms that you get after you have COVID. Or that you can experience should you get infected by COVID. So the hospitalizations, the deaths, that is what in science so far is definitely proving. I'm not disputing it. Science so far is proving that if you do get the vaccine and get COVID, you are likely to fare better in the long run than someone that's unvaccinated. Science shows that right now, but that is because we also may have a skewed data set from the CDC. But it's universal, so it doesn't even matter. It's not you. We can't blame it on CDC, because even if you look at Israel, where they're actually being honest in their reporting about COVID and breakthrough cases and all that stuff, there's still a huge, I mean, you can clearly see that the vaccines seem to be doing their job once they're vaccinated, but they're not. It doesn't stop you from getting COVID. So for them to say they are safe and effective at preventing COVID-19, we don't know that. We simply do not know that now. There are, you know, 40,000 plus cases of horrible things happening to people, you know, people dying, people, you know, kids' hearts, you know, the muscles expanding, brain clots, and whatever other. There's so many different examples of what happens, and those while they are extremely rare, I'll say that they still happen. How anyone can make an argument about that something is fair or that's safe and effective. To be honest, we don't know if it's effective right now because we don't have enough data yet. COVID's only been around for less than 2 years. We've only been vaccinating people for less than a year. We don't have all the information right now. We simply don't. But the nurse wants to say, or this doctor rather, wants to make the argument that they're safe and effective, which again, you can argue that they're safe because 162 million people have been vaccinated and only 40,000 of them have had, you know, serious consequences as a result of those vaccinations. You could argue based on those numbers that, yo, it's safe, but so is, you know, driving without a seatbelt. You know, sometimes people do it all the time and, you know, sometimes it's safe and sometimes it's not. You know, there's consequences to anything. You could walk outside, trip on a log and fall. So stupid. And then it also says they're safe and effective at preventing severe illness and death, which that is true. So far, the data does show that, you know, there's some truth to that. And then it says COVID-19 vaccines are effective against severe disease and death from variants of the virus that causes COVID-19 based currently circulating in the United States, including the Delta variant. And based on government provided data, it also appears to be true. Infections happen in only a small proportion of people who are fully vaccinated, even with the Delta variant. When these infections occur among vaccinated people, they tend to be mild. Now, this is a reason why we rated this false. And again, using CDC data, YouTube, effective April of 2021, the CDC changed the way they report breakthrough cases. Prior to that, if you were vaccinated and you caught COVID after, you were counted as someone that was, you know, COVID positive. We always hear these breakthrough cases. So now the way they report breakthrough cases, they only report it if you end up in the hospital or you die. That's why the numbers just don't add up. And that's because of the way they started re-reporting data in April of 2021. It's very frustrating. Only breakthrough cases reported by the CDC involve people that are hospitalized or die. Therefore, we have no accurate information. Even with the information provided, there is absolutely no information that suggests infections happen only in a small proportion, as they're only reporting the severe cases. So that's why it always ticks me off whenever mainstream media says that, because we don't actually know that, because they're only reporting the breakthrough, what they qualify as breakthrough, which are if you're hospitalized. Because if you go to that, the versus system, whatever, you can actually look, and tens of thousands of people go and see general practitioners that go that are vaccinated. It actually shows that data. You could see that. It happens every week. They all go because they're getting COVID again, or they're getting sick, or they're getting symptoms. And so they go to the hospital. But if they're not admitted, they're not accounted as a breakthrough case. Therefore, we're not going to have the full data for it. If you're fully vaccinated and become infected with the Delta variant, you can spread the virus. Obviously, we know this is true. Based on CDC statements, they are likely to spread COVID as likely as to spread it as the unvaccinated. Eight times what smallpox is what the CDC said. But here's the thing that doesn't make any sense. And this is where we kind of go into the fact and fiction thing that doesn't really make any sense to me is, with all that said, and I was talking to someone I know that works for one of these you know, science companies. I was talking to someone I know that works for one of these companies, and I was like, hey, listen, I have a really weird question for you. If people know that, this is a frustrating part to me, because there's no easy way to say it that really would make it. Like, I'm trying to say it. Listen, because here's the truth. You get vaccinated. Yes, if the science right now is showing that you are going to have a better chance at survival, even though the chance of survival is pretty great for everybody. You know, I think it's what is it? 0.00002% of COVID cases now are fatal. But notwithstanding, if you take someone that is vaccinated and you take someone that isn't vaccinated, there's a greater likelihood that the person that is vaccinated, based on the science that we have seen and can confirm, and that's universal across every single, you know, country and everything, not just in the States, it appears that the person that is vaccinated, if they had the same symptoms, if they were the same body structure, same ailments and all that stuff, the person that is vaccinated has a better likelihood to not get severely sick, based on having that vaccine, according to what the data is showing right now. And again, international data, not CDC, because they're liars. But here's the thing. There is equally liable or likely to get the vaccine, to get COVID. The vaccination isn't protecting you from getting COVID, nor is it, now we've learned, protecting you from giving COVID to other people if you become infected. So why is there still this push for the vaccination? I understand if the sole goal is to make sure that people live longer, but everyone's pushing for the vaccine. You have a California congressperson or someone that's running for Congress in California saying he wants to shoot unvaccinated people. So where does that come from? Where's that divisiveness where you find out that someone's unvaccinated and you think that that makes you at a higher risk? Because it doesn't. There's no science that shows that if you're unvaccinated, you transmit more than anybody. It doesn't show that. That saying that you transmit more, so you're at a higher risk to give COVID to other people. That's not what anyone argues about. We never hear that. In fact, we know that if you're vaccinated, you will catch COVID. Or you have a likelihood to catch, or you can catch COVID. Let's not say likelihood. You can catch COVID, as evidenced by the, but you know, 7 of the 55 Texas Democrats that fled the state to not do their job. The 7 of those people tested positive for COVID and then passed it to other people that were also vaccinated. It can happen. So what is this big push for mandates? Why do you have to be vaccinated to go to a gym in New York City or go out to eat? How is that important? How does it make any sense? How is it keeping anybody else safe? Because that's not the idea of vaccinations. You're not vaccinating yourself to keep the brother next to you safe, that, you know, your brother or your mother or whatever. That's not what it is. That's not the purpose of vaccinations. You don't get vaccinated, or maybe you do. I don't think of vaccinations that way. I don't get vaccinated for tuberculosis to keep other people safe. I do it so I don't die of tuberculosis. You know what I mean? And especially when we know that the vaccine is doing very little to actually stop people from catching COVID. Because that's not the purpose of the vaccine. The purpose is to keep you from dying when you catch COVID. that slim chance that you have of dying when you do catch COVID, the vaccine is supposed to prevent that. And science is showing that it does have a likelihood of doing it. It does have other issues with it. You know, I'm playing devil's advocate a little bit here. But I just don't understand what the mandates are for. Los Angeles now, they voted on something to send to their city attorney now where he's going to vote, you know, or he's going to produce this plan to do the same thing New York City is doing. It's going to happen everywhere. In Australia, you have a U.S. scientist that was one of the first ones to raise alarms about COVID here in the States. In Australia, he's saying Australia needs to provide because Australia is locked down. They're using helicopters to get people off the beach there, literally flying low so all the sand goes in their face to get them off the beach. They're arresting people for going for walks in parks or eating at dinner, you know, at outdoor gatherings. They're literally arresting people in Australia right now. That country is locked down. And this guy just comes out today and says, listen, this is going to end. And he's a scientist. This is what he specialized. He said it's not going to end because when it ends, there's going to be a new variant or something else, and they're going to lock you back down again. And he's just his advice to Australia, who's, I guess, more advanced than we are in terms of lockdowns and stuff right now, is just get used to it because it's not going away anytime soon. But again, my argument is not, because frankly, I don't care if anyone else gets a vaccine. I have no problem with it whatsoever. I really don't. You know, I'm a firm believer of that you get to make the decisions for yourself. You know what I mean? And I know a lot of people right now in America, that belief is not universal. You no longer have the right to make your own decisions unless you are the smaller group. You are the minority. You are the loudest, I guess. And then you just force your will upon everybody else, as evidence in what happened in Loudoun County today. But that's what happens. That's what's going on in our country, where it doesn't matter whether you agree with something or disagree with something. The only thing that matters is the other person, the person you're disagreeing with, because if they decide they don't care what your opinion is, now the new way in America is just to bow down and say, okay, well, whatever, we will, you know, we will deal with it. But the thing that doesn't make sense to me, and I was trying to understand it, and I would love for someone to understand or for someone to explain it to me or anybody on Twitter or something. How does mandating vaccinations and doing vaccine passports, which everyone said a couple of months ago, remember, that was a conspiracy theory thing. That was a Q conspiracy. Remember, with the lockdowns, they first said lockdowns wouldn't happen. And then they said the mandates wouldn't happen. And then they said this, and then they said that, and everyone dismissed it. It's a Q conspiracy. That's all they said over and over. Q conspiracy. Well, guess what? New York City has now got a vaccine mandate that's going to be implemented. Or not a vaccine mandate, and not only a vaccine mandate, they have a vaccine passport system that you're going to have to use if you want to go there. It's mind-boggling to me because, again, the science isn't showing that getting vaccinated stops you from giving COVID to anybody else. So I understand the mask mandate and all that stuff, even though it sucks, but I do understand it because the masks, if masks actually worked, the goal would be to, it doesn't keep you safe. It's the whole purpose of these masks is to keep the other people safe around you. It doesn't do anything to protect you. They've known that since the very beginning. There's a lot of studies that say, well, it doesn't do a lot to protect a lot of people. I'm not even going to argue that right now. You know, it's not, if they mandated masks for everybody, I don't think people would be as up in arms right now, but it's literally what they're doing. Well, yeah, people would still be up in arms because, again, people don't want to be told to do something that they fundamentally don't want to do for whatever reason. The reasons don't even matter. You know, but it's like, you know, telling me I can't have cookies, or, you know, because I'm a big fan of cookies, or saying, you know, I can't go to the gym, or I can't do this, or I can't do that. It's the same thing. Other people don't dictate what I do and what choices I make in my life. I do. But for some reason right now, where we live in a culture where everyone else's opinion on what you need to do is more important than you. And it's frustrating as hell to me because, you know, the pragmatic, is that the right word? I don't know. The little thing inside my head that says, okay, you're doing the right thing or you're doing the wrong thing, it's starting to skew. You know what I mean? Because and not like I'm saying, well, I'm doing the wrong thing or I'm doing the right thing. It's literally like, you know, here's a good example. So today my kid, older boy, was in school and someone dumped water on a seat. Right. And they dumped water on the seat when they were leaving, and it was a joke because the janitor would have to clean it up, and it would just give him one more thing to do. And my son was sitting there, and he knew it was wrong, and he didn't say anything. And he did eventually clean it up for the other kid, but when he got in the car today, he was telling me about it because he's extremely honest, and I was trying not to get mad at him for not saying anything. But then I'm like, listen, you have a responsibility to do what's right. You don't make extra work for somebody. You should have told that kid right there to wipe it up, or you're going to smack him in the face. Not really. I did say that, but he knew I was joking. And I'm like, you just tell him it's not cool. Just say, not cool, bro, or whatever the kids say nowadays, and wipe it up yourself. And because then you're a role model for everybody else. But he didn't do that. What he did is he sat there for a while until the teacher saw, and then the teacher was mad at everybody and threatening to send them all to the principal's office, and he got scared, and then they all had to clean it up, and it was just a big disaster. But that little, even though that's like a really long-winded example on someone making the wrong choice, but they had to make that decision. You know, that is my thing with the kids wear masks to school. For the first 2 days, they didn't have to, and now they do. And a lot of people were like, Steve, you said you're against masks. You don't want your kids to wear masks to school, that they weren't going to go to school. And you know what? That was the same way. I'm still that way. If my kid came in right now and said, Dad, I don't want to wear this mask anymore, I'd say, all right, we'll get you in homeschooling. Because that was the option I gave them. And say, people were like, well, what is it? Is that right? Is it, like, are you choosing that or making them choose friends over, you know, mask or comfort? And here's the thing. I gave them that choice because I'm not going to be critical of, because here's the thing is I'm a proponent of making your own choice and your own decisions in life. Yes, me personally, I think masks in schools are stupid as hell. I think they're dumb. I don't think they do anything. I don't think they help. That's my personal belief. You know, the kids touch everything all the time. My kid, he had light-colored shorts today when he left, and he came back, and they're not light-colored anymore. I don't even know what the hell is all over him or how he didn't even realize it. But kids touch everything. They get into everything all the time. So it doesn't make any sense. I guess right now, just me as a person, I'm just really confused as to what the fuck? Like, excuse my language, but when does common sense kick in for people? When does, like, remember that oath that doctors have to take, the Hippocratic Oath? Like, you're literally telling patients you're not going to see them unless they're vaccinated, when it literally does nothing in terms of patient care. It doesn't help. It doesn't hurt patients for an unvaccinated person to come in to a clinic that sees vaccinated people. There's no difference because they're both carriers of the vaccine, or they're both carriers of the infection, potentially. There's no less likelihood. Show me a study that shows that there's less likelihood for a vaccinated person to get COVID than an unvaccinated person. We don't have those studies because it's just not out there. And half of the data that we have about people that are vaccinated that do catch COVID doesn't exist because they're not reporting it as breakthrough cases. So again, I ask, what is the point of doing these mandates? What is the point of having a business lockdown and require everyone to be mandated? And everyone needs to be vaccinated. What is the point? Because it's not to save other people from getting sick, because at this point, the death rate of COVID is so small anyway. Still, yes, people are dying of you know, COVID-related stuff. Yes. But it's very small. It's not what it was before. That's why the COVID rate goes up every day, and the murders or the death rate isn't good jumping up as much as the COVID positive cases. It's frustrating to me, because at some point I really firmly believe America has to wake up and has to pay attention. And so that brings me to my next thing. Well, I always say, what are people going to do? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? You know, like, if you want to, because here's the thing is, I personally, you know, and even more so since my wife got it, I think, and my mom got it, and all these other people got the vaccines. I don't care if people get the vaccines. I don't want them to, because of who I am and my knowledge of science and what I'm, you know, able to dive deep into the whole wide world of conspiracy theories. But why? So many people sit around and say, well, we can't do this, or we can't protest, we can't do this. I'm going back to Charlotte on Sunday, and I want everybody that has the availability to go on Sunday to go and see this group of people down there that is amazing. Last time it was, what, 1,500, 3,000 people full, and they're marching down to the hospital. It was all healthcare workers that just didn't want to be forced to make a decision. A lot of them were already vaccinated because that's their choice. But they were still out protesting because they don't believe it's someone else's choice to make that choice for them. That's what this is about. It's not about being anti-vax or anything like that. And that's what people always say. It's not about being anti-vax. It's about allowing someone the opportunity to make the decisions of what happens with their body. Because a vaccine, again, is doing nothing from keeping you from getting the COVID, from what we understand based on the data that's there. So this weekend, I'm going to Charlotte, and I would encourage everybody to. And I mean that. If you live anywhere, I'm driving 5 hours. And I'm bringing my older boy, too, with me. So be very nice if you do see me. But I'm going to have the big Live View backpack. But you'll see it right there on your screen. Charlotte rally against vaccine mandates. August 15th, 2 o'clock. They got a bunch of different areas where you could park there. First Baptist, Charlotte, Second Ward, High School Gymnasium, or street parking all over the place. It's Marshall Park, 800 East 3rd Street in Charlotte, North Carolina, 28202. And then they're marching over to a hospital after, just like they did last time. And I tell you what, it was almost better than going to a Trump rally when I went, to be honest. The speakers were good. It wasn't political. It was just people standing around and saying, listen, we deserve the right to make our own decisions. That's it. We deserve the right to make our own decisions. And that should be something that it's really ironic. It's really stupid that we're having conversations about this. It's really stupid that every single day there's a new news article about this, you know, or that. You know, now they're saying that the FDA within the next 3 days is expected to authorize boosters. And now the CDC issued new guidance today. I believe it was the CDC or maybe it was the FDA too, saying now it's perfectly okay. They want to, you know, they're recommending pregnant women do now get the vaccine. There's all these different things that are happening all the time. And then 2 weeks later, they may say, well, it's not okay anymore. But apparently the FDA is going to give it's not experimental, you know, but the emergency authorization. And that's a confusion because whenever someone says it's an experimental drug, technically it is because it hasn't been thoroughly run. That's why it doesn't have full FDA approval. But it's not an emergency experimental authorization. That's not what it's called. So when you say that or you write a Facebook post about that, I'll let you in on a secret. As soon as you use the word experimental in any sort of social media post whatsoever, they will flag it because it's technically... There's nothing from the CDC or the FDA that says it's experimental. They say it is an emergency use authorization, which is not FDA approval. You could say that and make your argument that way and be fine, and your post should not get flagged and you won't get kicked off of social media. But now they're going to give another emergency use authorization to allow people to get, I don't even know which one it is, Moderna's, I thought was the solo shot. No, Johnson & Johnson's a solo shot. So Moderna's too as well, right? So now they're saying third for that or third for Pfizer as well. But that's only for like high risk people. But again, like it's unnerving to me. It's unnerving. You know, I'm not even talking about, you know, anything about COVID and about these vaccines other than what we already know and what the public generally knows already. But I really want everybody, if you are anywhere near Charlotte, and it's not going to be like last time where it's a million freaking degrees. The high is 83. Yeah, it's going to rain, so bring an umbrella probably. But I'm going to be there. I'm going to have the Live View backpack, the big backpack. So we're not going to be dropping that feed. And I'll be live streaming. My younger boy, you know, is going to be there, or older boy is going to be there as well, helping me out, carrying water and stuff like that. Maybe doing some interviews. I may give him a mic. Let him be on camera. I don't know, because in all reality, it's not, they have kids there. It's a family event. They're not cursing. They're not yelling. There's no opposition, because how do you oppose this? That's a funny thing to me that doesn't make any sense. You're like Antifa is not going to show up to these kind of events because what are you, you're literally protesting for your right to make your own decision about whatever you want to do. So it's a really hard thing to protest because then you're saying, well, you don't have the right to make the own decision on what you do with yourself. Because no one is out there saying, well, it was like someone was just trying to make an argument on social media about Texas, because Texas made a law that said that they basically said you can't mandate masks, you can't mandate vaccines, you can't mandate lockdowns or anything. And so some of these school districts are threatening to sue, or, you know, they've already required masks. Dallas, a local judge just issued an order locking down Dallas with masks. But it's funny because some leftist on Twitter was literally saying, how can you make a law against mandates while mandating that other people can't do stuff? And they don't understand the concept of free will and of making your own mind. That's the thing. When you put a mandate out there, like there's one thing when a governor says, hey, you can't mandate anything like this. Let everyone else, but you know, you can strongly suggest or whatever, but you can't require people to don masks, or you can't require people to go get a jab in their arm. You know, you just can't do it. But now everybody else is saying, well, yes, you can. And they're calling him hypocritical because he's saying you can't do that. It's just so weird, like what's happening in this country every single day. I mean, last night, Antifa attacked religious people again. You know, if right after I finished my show, I think Quincy was live, only Mr. Bill was live, and oh gosh, who's the other one? It's conservative something. I forgot his name. But they were all out in Salem, Oregon, and Common Sense Conservative, that's who it was. And they were all out in Salem, Oregon, and at another prayer event, and Antifa showed up and started throwing rotten eggs at people. And one old, you know, older woman got hit in the face, right in the eye with a rotten egg. She started crying, like just straight up crying. You know, and here's the thing, is everyone is super critical of me because, you know, when the Patriots come out and they get ready to fight and they all act like that all the time and super aggressive all the time. It's not a good look. I don't like it. And yes, I am pretty strong-winded about it. I have to say again, though, the people that were out there yesterday, and apparently they were Proud Boys. It's not confirmed, but apparently they were Proud Boys. They again broke the narrative on how mainstream media shows it. And I got a feeling that's why mainstream media is not going to show what happened out there yesterday. Because what you have, instead of a group of rowdy people that are out just trying to beat the shit out of Antifa, is you have a whole bunch of people that are policing each other, saying, no, de-escalate, de-escalate, don't get worked up, don't get worked up. We're just here for one reason, to keep them safe. And they stood there putting their bodies on the line against this group of, you know, nasty ass Antifa terrorists. And they stood there for, you know, an hour, let the worshipers do their worship, and then they let them all leave. And then, you know what? As they try to go, Antifa sprays the Patriot, Proud Boys, whatever you want to call them, sprayed them with a mace, which caused a little volley back and forth, and then it was done. That's what I talk about all the time. Because I think when you go out there, I mean, there is a time and place for it, you know? And I do think, you know, what happened in 2017, I think, in Portland, where we've all seen the videos where it's Antifa on one side and a bunch of Proud Boys on the other, and they all meet and beat the crap out of each other in the street. Yeah, that's great. When there's no one else involved and it's just you guys and blah, 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 yeah, let, you know, go to town. You know, but when it's just, when you have innocent people, what people praying, worshiping, you know, there's just, it doesn't make any sense. And I got to say that every single group, except for Saturday, every single, and that makes me kind of be really weirded out about Saturday, because Antifa keeps saying they weren't Antifa, that those were not, that was not part of Portland Antifa that was doing that. They maintain that. And I've never once, watching all these protests that have taken place over the past, you know, 16 months, I've never heard Antifa say that that was not them. You know what I mean? I've never heard that, because they're so stupid that they always are like, yeah, that was us. What? Do something. But they're adamant that that was not them, and that it was all a psyop and it was put on. And again, the way the Patriots acted that day was contrary to how we saw the next day, with huge worship that took place in the same spot. And it was contrary to how they acted last night, how they acted yesterday in Salem, Oregon. It was professional, it was respectful, and it was exactly what mainstream media needs to see, because it's what, like, I know from knowing Proud Boys, they're not what people portray them to be. And that's the thing. You know why the Proud Boys weren't at that event on Saturday, even though some bonehead called out Proud Boys were there? Because they were cleaning up graffiti in Salem. Or Gresham, actually. They weren't even in Portland at all. And they denounced that group and said, no, they were all mimicking us. Imposters. That's why when I say, you know, when I get angry at the way, you know, patriots act in public, it's because of that. Because the way that this group and Tiny and all of his guys out there, and I've never met Tiny, don't know him worth a shit. He probably doesn't even know who I am. That dude is doing something that is exactly how it should be done. He's out there, he's doing a job, he's being, you know, forceful enough, you know, and you know that those guys want to go as much as they do, but they're sitting there and they're yelling de-escalate. I would challenge anybody, watch the confrontation with Antifa on Saturday, or on Sunday rather. It's a huge long event, but watch how many times they all said de-escalate to each other just to get them to stop, to calm down and remember what they're there for. They're not there to fight with Antifa. They were there to protect the innocent people that were there. And that's what America's supposed to be about, is protecting innocent people, you know? And I don't know. I just think in this country right now, we're so flawed and we're so skewed on the way we should be, you know. But I just wanted to talk about Salem real quick, because I want to give a shout out to those guys, those patriots, the Proud Boys, whatever they were out there, because you handled yourself exactly how you should. And you guys did on Sunday as well. But I mean, it made me proud. I'll be honest, to watch that. Oh, and the one kid that was singing, the one with the baseball hat and the I don't know what it is. I think I'm into God music now. Like, I really did. I don't know. But he was a good singer and I liked the song he was singing. But I find myself listening to it more and more. I don't like someone sent me some video where some guy's like, oh, nah, I don't like that kind of stuff. I like it where it sounds like real music, but they just happen to, I don't know. It gives me like butterflies or something like that. And it's crazy, you know, it's crazy. It was a good event. It made me proud to watch, because that's exactly what should happen. You know, that it was a group of people, citizens, that decided to keep their own community safe. And we don't see it enough. And yeah, they know that they're going to be villainized. They know that they're going to be marginalized. And you know what? The majority of them were not hiding who they are. They had their faces out. They were not hiding who they are. They're standing out there and they're standing up for what they believe in and for what other people believe in, which is great. So I want to, you know, for anybody, if any of you guys know anyone that's out there, you just say, you know, I thought they did a great job. Speaking of great jobs, you want to know what's not a great job? Being a congressman nowadays. Well, it is a great job for them. It's not for, you know, America, you know, and all the things that they're passing. Because, you know, with this new infrastructure bill, you know, there was something else that was put in there. And I'll show it to you, because it's I talked about it briefly yesterday. I didn't talk about it too much. But so there's this is page 1066 of this infrastructure bill. I think it was like 2,700 pages. But in this infrastructure bill, there was this thing, and you may see it right now, advanced impairment driving technology. You guys do you not know what's in this new bill? You think Big Brother, all you conspiracy theorists out there that think Big Brother this, blah, 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 my cell phone's listening to me, all that stuff. Well, guess what? Now, within 3 years, if this actually passes, if the House accepts this whole thing and passes it, and then it's signed into law by Joe Biden, within 3 years, every single new manufactured vehicle has to have blood alcohol testers in their vehicles. This is not fake. This is real. This is what happens when we don't have politicians that actually care about us in there. So they make the argument saying alcohol impaired driving fatalities represent approximately 1/3 of all highway fatalities in the United States, which is true. It's a horrible thing. It's a horrible problem. In 2019, there were 10,142 alcohol impaired driving fatalities in the United States involving drinkers with a blood alcohol concentration level of 0.08 or higher. And 68% of the crashes that result in those fatalities involved a driver with a blood alcohol concentration level of 0.15. Said it costs $44 billion. And then it goes, so what they're doing is to ensure the prevention of alcohol-impaired driving fatalities, advanced drunk and impaired driving prevention technology must be standard equipment in all new passenger motor vehicles. So according to this, advanced drunk and impaired driving prevention technology means passively monitor the performance of a driver and motor vehicle to accurately identify whether that driver may be impaired and to prevent or limit motor vehicle operation if impairment is. So they want to make it standard in a car that it, if your car senses that you are drunk, it doesn't allow you to drive anymore. And so the only way to do that, from what I understand, is to blow into the tube, which, you know, shuts off your ignition or does. But what if you're like, you know, on that verge of ketoacidosis and you're trying to go and you're trying to drive to the doctor because you know you're going to have some trouble. So you're already blowing all those ketones out and all that stuff. And you're likely probably a little confused. You're mimicking the symptoms of being drunk, but no, you actually just need to get to a hospital right away. What happens if you're that guy? This is the system going to pick it up? Because it's pretty hard to tell. The only way I was able to tell when I was, you know, an EMT and firefighter was literally I wouldn't know until the paramedics got there and actually did a little bit deeper dive. But I don't know. They want to passively and accurately detect whether the blood alcohol concentration of a driver of a motor vehicle is equal to or greater than the blood alcohol concentration described in Section 163 of Title 33, and then prevent or limit the motor vehicle operation if a blood alcohol concentration above the legal limit is detected or is a combination of systems described. Like, you want to talk about some Big Brother type shit right there. That we're so screwed. And again, nobody should be drunk driving. Nobody should. I'm not advocating for that. I'm just saying that this is stupid. There's no way in hell. I guess I'm just going to be stuck in classic cars for the rest of my life. I have a brand new truck outside. My car is 2 years old, or no, a year old. It's a 2020. So I have a 2021 truck, 2020 car, and I guess those will be the newest cars that I get. Or maybe the Silverado is coming out with an all new hybrid electric version. I just want to drive one for a day just to see how the acceleration. I always want a Cybertruck too, because they're super fast. What is it? 0 to 60 in like 2 seconds. Anyway, we're so screwed. That's the only thing I could say, is just as a country, God, how much damage can we have happen in such a short time? I mean it. Like, how much damage can these politicians do to our country in 4 years? I don't know. I really don't know. Inflation rate now is what, 5%, highest rate it's been in 13 years. All of Trump's employment gains are slowly, you know, working down. All, you know, the black and brown people that got jobs and continue to work and got paid more under the Trump administration based on what he did, those are going to start fading away. And that you were already seeing it. If you pay attention to the job numbers and all that, we're already seeing it, because now people are competing for jobs. And again, it's exactly what Biden wanted. He said it. He wants businesses, or he wants employees to compete, or he wants employers to compete against each other, which causes the cost of goods sold up. You know what I mean? If you have to pay more to pay for manufacturing, essentially, if you have to pay more for manufacturing because your staffing levels, your staffing revenue or your staffing costs have increased, that cost is passed down. And that's why everything goes up and the prices of everything are going up. You know, they tried to say it's because used cars have a 42% inflation rate right now. So they tried to say that played a big part, and it probably did. But if you look at things like hotels, if you look at things like restaurants, that inflation rate's also going up too, which is not good, because we all know the wages are going up and we can't even get enough people to work in there because everyone else has to increase their wages to try to get people to come back to work. We're in a very, very bad, bad, bad position right now. And I don't know if a lot of people know. Dave, I guess you want me to talk about the cyber symposium. I watched it for like 2 hours today. I couldn't understand a damn word they were saying. They were having all sorts of audio issues. And then when they were talking about something, it didn't make any sense. And maybe it's just because I just don't care, because no matter what, even if they show there's massive election fraud, there's nothing that's going to happen. Nothing is going to change. So, I mean, the only thing they could do is come out and it's all hyperbole. They're using, you know, seized machines, or they're using other dummy machines to try to make these connections when nothing is really connected to what happened, because we don't have that actual data. They've already locked it up or deleted it or erased it, or you know what I mean? So I'm not, I watched it because everyone kept sending it to me and said, you have to talk about this. And I watched it for a little bit today and I just could not get into it. Just could not. I'm not saying they're not going to discover some great things. I think Mike Lindell is an incredibly resourceful person. And if there's anything to find, he'll find it. I just don't know what it's going to do. I don't know what the end game is. I just really don't. Last story of the day is, I guess this just happened. Oh, my nose is itching me. Senate passed Cotton's amendment preventing federal funds from promoting CRT in school. That's new. The U.S. Senate on Tuesday voted to pass Senate. Well, this is yesterday. I didn't even know this happened. On Tuesday voted to pass. When was this article written? The U.S. Senate on Tuesday voted to pass Senator Tom Cotton's amendment in the budget reconciliation package that prohibits federal funds from being used to promote critical race theory in schools. So that's pretty cool. Cotton posted a video of himself addressing the chamber. He said that he was raised to believe that the U.S. is a great nation. He called CRT an un-American ideology. Absolutely. There's no other way to look at it. You teach people that the kid next to him may be the oppressor and that they are oppressed, even though they may not be oppressed, because they're probably not. I mean, you're setting our country up and you're setting our kids up for failure. You know, we've already had those conversations. My son knows all. He knows all about CRT. The older one, he knows all about it. You know, because he has to, because he's also on a trigger alert. So if they say any of those buzzwords that I taught him, if they say any of those in school, he's going to call me. I told him to. I said, you rip out your phone right in the middle of the class and you call your dad, because your dad's going to come flying into that school quick as hell, because there's no way in hell, you know. And Cotton introduced the Stop CRT Act in July 2021 in an effort to prevent the funding from being used inside K through 12 classes to teach. I believe, what is it now? 22 states have all banned CRT? I don't know. I think it's 22 states. All right. So that pretty much does it for this episode. I appreciate everyone. I saw that someone did the $7 in the super chats. Again, we are, we weren't turned off for monetization on YouTube. I personally turned it off because I didn't want to give YouTube any money. And I kept getting emails from people that said the only way they'll contribute to the show is through the YouTube super chats and stickers. So I put them back up. We're not going back to the YouTube member. And I still prefer, if you're going to contribute, you either just become a member at ptnn.tv. That is truly the best way you can support what we are doing here, what Adam's doing. Adam is not going to be doing a show tonight because he's been building a server for us on Amazon system, just building it because I can't deal with this. I decided we'll just spend the money and do it, because the 24-hour playlist, you guys can't tell how much is going into that in the background. We're just not dealing with it anymore. We're doing what we should have done a long time ago. He's probably already got that server done, but we got a lot of stuff. We've got a lot of stuff that we're doing. Someone said, can you name the name of that series you mentioned watching a few times? Brockmire. It's funny. It's crude. It's rude. And it's not for kids. But Brockmire is the show that I like. It's funny as hell. You know, the first three seasons are pretty slow. It's just a guy that's an alcoholic and he's a MLB sports announcer and he's sent back to the little leagues and stuff. And it's funny. And so it's very crude at certain parts, okay? But then the fourth year, man, the fourth season of that show, and we stopped watching because I'm like, that we literally are in the fourth season right now. You know, that's where this country is going to go. You know, pandemics are going to ravage people. People will be able to pull out their teeth. People are going to be going into active businesses and pulling out all their copper. There's going to be no jobs. You know, you know, Arizona is going to be its own country and people are going to be fighting along the border. There's checkpoints that where they do temperature checks for pandemics. That's all in this show. It's super creepy. It's super creepy. But, it's weird, man, but it's good. So what we're going to do now, everyone that has, and here's the thing that people have to remember about PTNN. It's free. Doesn't cost you anything. If you're on PTNN.tv, you can go there and watch shows right now for free. The only thing that costs you is to watch this show, Adam's show, any special release stuff that we do that's all broadcasted live. That's what costs money. I encourage everyone to go and download the Citizen Stringer app that we put out. We have well over 500 downloads. Actually, there's well over 1,000 people, although Google, because that's just Google. We have over 500 downloads on Google alone, 500 downloads on Apple. We've got a bunch of people that already left reviews. Download that. I'm going to be working on it more. We're going to be putting news on there that isn't going to be on YouTube and all that stuff. And it's free. It doesn't cost you anything. The only thing, if you choose to, you could subscribe and then you can watch the live feeds. Otherwise, this show, you'll be able to watch in like 20 minutes when I upload it into the system so you can watch it. You just can't watch it live unless you're a member. The membership costs $12.99 a month. If you use code YouTube, or you get 50% off for the first 6 months. It's just a way to help us. We are really, really working our butts off to try to make this a huge platform to do, to and open up that platform to other people that aren't getting or that can't say what they want on social media. Like another fine example of that is Thought Villains. If you go on to PTNN.tv right now, or you go on the Citizen Stringer app, you will see a new show under, I think it's on under my shows. You'll see a new show called Thought Villains. Now, this is a show that you may know him, the Kara Castanova and Derek Gibson, I believe. They're both doing this podcast. They've already run 8 episodes, so I'm going to be releasing one every couple of days. That's already out there. But Kara Castanova, she's got a show on Newsmax, I believe. She's also one of the founders of Citizens Against Political Persecution. So they go really deep into the January 6th Capitol riots. They know a lot of those people. They know what their conditions are in jail. It's a really good show. So make sure you check that out. That's currently available right now. You can watch that show right now. My plan was to play it after I did my show today, but we're having problems with the playlist software, which is why we're building the server right now. So we should get our 24-hour stream figured out. And then there's going to be some super cool stuff. So if you do have the live stream, if you're signed up, that's the best way to do it. That was a really long talk from the people that wanted YouTube. The easiest way to support us and the best way to support us is just sign up at PTNN.tv for a membership. It's the easiest way. It's guaranteed to help us. It's considered guaranteed monthly reoccurring revenue. So in terms of growth, it's literally what we need in order to keep doing what we're doing. The mystery boxes, I got all the boxes today, but I still don't have the shirts. They promised me they would be here by the 15th. I am sticking to it. I'm going to get all your mystery boxes out by the 15th, which was the ship date when you ordered the boxes in the first place. The other boxes are going out for the lifetime members on PTNN. And just keep in mind, if you sign up for a lifetime membership now, you're not getting a mystery box. You're going to get something else. You're getting like a gift or a gift box, but it's not going to be fully full with all the shirts and all that stuff because it's not making me any money, to do it that way. Check out, again, Thought Villains, a new show. It's available right now on demand on PTNN.tv for free. You don't need a membership to go watch it or sign up on Citizen Stringer for free. Because if you download our app, Citizen Stringer, there's a whole bunch of stuff on there that's free. All of our old videos are free. As soon as you set up an account, you can actually start doing the Citizen Stories. I'm going to make a video on that this week so you guys can start using those and start uploading videos for this show. And then I'll play your questions live on the air and stuff like that. So I'm going to make a video that instructs you on how to do that so people could start doing that. And plus, you'll get push notifications whenever we go live. All right, with that said, Adam is not going to be doing a show. Well, he said he may go live intermittently while he's just doing stuff. I think he's going to do the Citizen Stringer remote vehicle thing tonight. I'm not quite sure. But he's not live yet, and he's probably not going to be for a while. As soon as I get this software kicked on, the server all set, I don't know if he's done with it yet, but as soon as I get that all set, I will immediately turn on the feed, so the 24-hour feed will be playing. I appreciate everyone for watching. Guys, because it's YouTube and they suck ass, I'm deleting the YouTube video the second I end this. So I appreciate everyone for watching because I did talk about COVID and I don't want my page to be taken down. So I'm just going to take down this video the second I end this video. And I may just like upload it and just bleep out every single time I mention COVID. I may do it. There'll be, this video will be up tomorrow, but I'm going to pull it down for right now because, yeah, well, you know, YouTube sucks and I'm worried that they're going to deplatform me, which sucks. I wish I didn't have to, but you know, got to do what we got to do. See you guys tomorrow. Bye.